Hi, my name is Taylor and I'm a physical therapist in our Harleysville clinic. I'm going to show you today three different exercises that are good for people of any age. The three exercises I'm going to talk about are a squat, a deadlift, and a step up. Now, deadlift, squat, step up, all of these exercises can be both progressed or regressed to make it harder or easier for yourself. You might be thinking, a squat? I've never done a squat in my life. But you actually do a squat every day when you sit down in a chair and stand back up again. And same thing with a deadlift. If you're bending over to pick something up off the ground, you're doing a type of a deadlift. The first exercise I'm going to show you is a squat, and I'm going to show you the most basic form of a squat. So like I mentioned, sitting down in a chair and standing back up again. All you have to do for this exercise, control yourself on the way down, sit all the way down, and then stand back up again. Sit down. Stand up. So to regress this exercise, the easiest thing you could do is just make your chair height higher. So you can put something on your chair like a phone book or a pillow to give yourself a little bit of a boost and raise it up a little bit higher. In the clinic, if someone's not able to do a sit to stand from a normal chair height, we tend to use this foam pad, which gives an extra 2 inches or so. And it'll make it a little bit easier for you if you have pain in your knees or your low back as you're doing this. A couple different ways to make it harder would include lowering the chair height or tapping the chair and standing without fully sitting down. So this is considered a box squat. So a box squat, feet shoulder width apart, squat, tap your butt on that chair, and then stand right back up. The biggest thing to remember with any type of a sit to stand or a squat is to control yourself on the descent portion. This is going to help to strengthen up the quads and the glutes. The next exercise I'm going to show you is a deadlift. So like I mentioned, you might think that you've never done a deadlift before, or it sounds a little bit scary, or you've heard that it's bad for your back, but we're going to talk about the basic pattern, which is a hinge pattern. So a hinge is essentially bending, but bending at your hips. So a hinge looks like sticking your butt back and then standing back up straight. Get something like a broomstick or a dowel, even a cane, and you can put that against your back. That'll help you to maintain that straight back movement with the focus on the hip hinge. So you want to keep the dowel in contact with your head, your mid back, and your tailbone. And you're going to hinge at the hips, leaning forward to stand back up. So to progress that, the hinge pattern, we would add some weight and do a modified deadlift. So set yourself up with a weight on an elevated surface, and you're going to be deadlifting that weight from that elevated surface. You can start as high or as low as you feel like you need to. If this is new for you, start with the weight positioned higher and work your way down so that you're starting with the easier and working to the more challenging position. So here we have a step stool with a kettlebell on top. Feet are going to be about shoulder width apart, and you want yourself directly over top of this kettlebell. So when you hinge that pattern of moving at the hips, you're going to hinge, grab your weight here, and then stand right back up. As with the sit to stand, to make this more challenging, just decrease the height of that weight or don't use the step stool at all. The muscles that you should be feeling when you're doing this exercise are your glute muscles and your hamstring muscles. We don't necessarily want to feel the low back with this exercise. If you feel a little bit of low back activation, but primarily those other groups, then that's okay. However, if you're only feeling your low back, regress that exercise and go back a step. So raise the height of the weight or go back to that beginner hinge pattern. The last exercise I'm going to show you is a step up, and you might not have stairs in your home. However, you might encounter stairs if you're going to a family member's house, or even if you just have to step up a curb if you're out somewhere at a restaurant or a store. So step ups are exactly what it sounds like. You're just going to find a step or a stool, step up onto it, and then step back down. If that's too challenging or if that causes pain for you, you can start with a lower step or something like a textbook or a phone book that just gives you a couple inches of something to step up onto. To progress that exercise, you can focus on your single leg and really pushing from the leg that's up on the step. If any of these exercises are painful or uncomfortable for you, don't go right to the progressions. Scale back to the regressions, see how those feel. If they're still painful for you, it might be beneficial for you to go and see a physical therapist who will be able to direct you further into the regressions and work up to those specific exercises.